I will have you know that for the past 5 minutes after we did our feel good story about the Cuddle Club, Kelly and I have been arguing off the air about said Cuddle Club and where the hand goes and then what the outside spoon does versus the inside spoon. Because Kelly's like, listen, it's all started because she was like, hey, I would run in for 15 minutes and I would lay there and I'd let them cuddle me, but only if they did a little rubby rub on the shoulders. And I'm like, listen, that's crossing the platonic line. And she's like, no, it's not.
It's therapeutic.
And then I'm like, well, that's super uncomfortable for the outside spoon if they're rubbing your shoulders while you're laying there.
Something to do. No,
that's
job.
The outside spoon's job is to actually cuddle you. So if the right hand goes over your body like that, and the left hand, there's a couple options for the left hand. Listen, Kelly, I've been outside spoon all my life. I've never been the inside spoon.
You feel it included?
No, but I'm saying that I've never been the outside spoon, so you don't understand.
No.
So I have the left hand. Okay. So as you're up, the right hand goes over, right? The left hand, there's a couple options. Either the left hand like folds in a right angle and up against and is wedged between our two bodies, or the left hand is kind of wedged underneath.
Stop. Can we just mention that while we were arguing, I was actually laying on the floor cuddling Cat, demonstrating what I meant.
I know. Our intern did get it on video, so...
You look pretty good.
See, you know what?
Thank you.
Jenna.
That's what I'm saying.
Jenna texted in and said, listen, there's no room for a massage when you're spooning.
But I was talking and I demonstrated that it's possible.
I know it's possible, nice. But that's
did you not.
Did
enjoy it?
I loved it.
Thank you.
Yes, but that's not the point. The point is it's supposed to be beneficial for both the outside spoon and the inside spoon.
No, it's not, sir, because the.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
The outside spoon is the worker bee, okay? You're there providing the therapy of the cuddle.
No,
the cuddle.
The therapy of the cuddle is just supposed to be you there, your warmth and your body. Supposed to be up on you.
If you're the outside spoon, I don't see the benefit. You are not being cuddled and loved back.
Well, that's what I'm saying is if you are a group offering the cuddles, then you're signing up for being the worker bee. You're the one that's providing the therapeutic comfort of the cuddle, and then the receivers of the cuddle walk in and get the services. See?
No, but I'm saying that if you're asking for a massage, that's crossing the line.
Throw it in there. I'll spot you a fiver. Throw in a little extra scratch for that.
It made sense because she.
Thank you.
She kind of like T-Rex arms.
Yes, I had T-Rex arms.
They had to be small, right?
All because you don't right have a lot there, of room on the shoulders.
Yeah,
and then you
right
just
there.
go ham on the shoulders.
Try to lay on your side, and I'm just saying. Try on your own to lay on your side and massage the small spoon in front of you.
It would be nice.
That's a difficult thing to do.
It's a nice touch. That's all I'm saying.
I know it's a nice touch, but that's a different type of massage you're talking
it's
about.
It's a different type of massage. It's just relaxing the tensed up muscles that you get during this kind of show.
You don't get tense during this show. There's nothing to be tense about during this show. You don't get tense.
I was tense about the fact they weren't going to let me in the Cuddle Club.
Right.
Because I'm a girl.
I remember.
I was upset about that.
And
it was triggered.
It's in Philadelphia. It's not even in Louisville. If this were in Louisville, I'd be a little bit more triggered. It's in Philadelphia. When are you going to go to Philadelphia to go to this Cuddle Club?
I got the spring break's coming up. I don't know. I could plan a trip.
How would you feel then if there was a female Cuddle Club that me and Kelly started and you were not allowed to be included in?
I'd be fine with it. You know what?
You
live your life. If you are more relaxed, I am happy.
We kind of just unofficially started the DJ's Cuddle Club right now.
Kind of here in the studio.
The
we could invite your wife. We could invite friends, but you can't be included.
I'm just saying there should be an option for a little therapy massage.
I think that crosses the safe touch boundary.
I feel like I feel like it gives the hand something.
Haven't you ever seen
something to do?
Haven't you ever seen Pulp Fiction?
I did.
A foot massage is more than just a foot massage.
Well,
if you're giving a massage, I know you're not talking about me. I'm just saying if you're giving a massage to a person, that's a little bit different than just cuddling them, right?
Carly. Kelly just texted, would Ben be so against the shoulder massage if his cuddles came with massaging his tender nipples?
Well, I see there again. That, I feel like, is real.
I see. I don't need the massage on the tender nipples. They're tender for a reason. Yeah. I don't need them to be cuddled at that point.
Yeah, that's probably.
I'm just saying. God. I'm just saying, as a lifelong member of the Big Spoon Club, I don't have time to sit there, and I can't, and it's impractical for me to bring my arms up like a little T-Rex while we're so close together and massage your shoulders.
I need your wife to require that. Like, you need to do that, like, ASAP tonight.
Right. I need your wife to switch roles and for her to try to be the big spoon.
Yeah, maybe you
deserve a little tenderness massage.
She's done it before, but I am the president of the club.
The president of the club, right. Yeah, feel more comfortable on the outside.
I've been the tender small spoon before.
Okay.
How did it feel?
But, yeah, it didn't feel like a man, obviously.
It feels nice. Yeah. It's just when she tries to do the wedge on the left hand on me, it just gets a little awkward.
Gotcha. All right.
See, because it's that left hand that you don't know what to do with.
Like,
where do you wedge it?
Where do you wedge it?
Where do you wedge it? I don't get it.
Is that a hashtag this morning? Where do you wedge it?
I can't demonstrate on anybody in this room.
Oh, you can't.
That's
a handbook violation.
That's a handbook violation.